Chillax, the power of taking time to just be, by Steve Martin. Chillax and know that I'm God. Psalm 46, verse 10, my version. I'm always eager to discuss the profound truths that Father has revealed to me. Universal salvation, our predestined selection before the disruption of the world, our inheritance in the celestials, the assurance that I won't endure the prophecies meant for Israel on earth, and the overarching sovereignty of God. My interest also extends to foundational beliefs about life after death, the Trinity, and our role in completing Christ's mission. The topics are endless. However, there are moments, sometimes days or even weeks, when I just want to hang out. I don't want to think about all of that stuff. I look for the simplicity of just being in the moment, enjoying the peace and joy that comes from living life without overanalyzing it. I love to embrace peace, cherish time with my family, enjoy friendships, listen to music, watch a game, drive in the convertible, and simply relish life's experiences. I want to support my friend who is grieving the loss of his son. I want to live fully and let my knowledge become a subconscious guide. It feels like navigating on autopilot. I recognize that there are critical moments, like takeoffs and landings, where active engagement is crucial. In challenging times, turning to a book or the scriptures can be incredibly supportive. Exploring various topics strengthens my faith. When inspired to do so, I dive in wholeheartedly. Engaging deeply with these truths enriches my spiritual autopilot, enabling a more profound sense of peace and relaxation when I lean on it. Yet it's comforting to know that my standing with God remains constant, regardless of my activities. So it's perfectly fine to take a step back, relax, and allow these truths to permeate your being, experiencing them even when not actively contemplating them. There's no need to dedicate every spare moment to study, unless you're drawn to it. There's no obligation to watch every video, unless you feel compelled. If you have the desire, it's God who has placed it in your heart. Sometimes when I'm on autopilot, it occurs to me that many of my previous fears no longer affect me. I'm enveloped in a sense of tranquility, realizing that this peace came without the need for extraordinary efforts on my part. My feelings towards individuals I once overlooked or even disliked have transformed into love. My interactions with my family have deepened and taken on new meaning. The peaceful, easy feeling that the Eagles mention feels like a kind of happiness that seems almost too wonderful to be real. Sometimes when I feel this calm, I worry that I'm being lazy and not doing everything I should for my spiritual life. Then I feel guilty about feeling guilty, but then I remember feeling this way when I was involved in Christianity, the Greek word translated as be still in Psalm 46:10, as noted in Strong's exhaustive concordance, implies a form of slacking. So it appears that there's divine approval for moments of calm and relaxation. Interestingly, it turns out that slacking off is not only permissible, but encouraged. In these moments, I connect with family and friends, embracing our time together without judgment or the urge to change them. If they share their religious views with me, I'm able to let it go, trusting that God has a plan for them and will reveal himself at the perfect time. There's no need for me to fix anyone, and when they're curious about my own spiritual path, I can respond gently and openly, free from any judgment or pressure. For me, this is a big change. Before, I couldn't truly relax and enjoy the moment. I felt so anxious that it would make me feel sick. Taking medication has helped a lot, but what really made a difference was understanding that God is in control and he has a good plan for everyone. Knowing this helped me find real peace and relaxation. I can't take pride in this transformation, as it wasn't the result of any deliberate action or merit on my part. It is a gift from God. In the past, the thought that I had to fix myself and others sent my anxiety soaring. Now, I understand that such responsibilities fall to a God. Please understand that I'm far from flawless in these scenarios. I often fall short, acting or speaking in ways that aren't beneficial or kind. Yet in this imperfection, I also find solace, recognizing that even these missteps are woven into God's greater plan for life. It's a comforting paradox, finding peace in the midst of my failures, knowing I am still a work in progress under his guidance. Living in the reality of his boundless love and grace is a journey. Through good times and bad, his presence is a constant source of strength. I am deeply grateful that God has appointed certain individuals to delve deeply into study and teaching, and their contribution to the body is immensely valuable. I deeply appreciate the insights into Scripture they provide, enriching my life with their understanding. It's as if they are studying on my behalf, their passion for the Scriptures, a gift from God that I benefit from. Knowing that such a calling is not mine, my gratitude for their commitment and the wisdom they impart is even greater. My dear friend Clyde Pilkington stands as a shining example of this dedication. Because of him and others, I can slack off. It's no wonder I can relax. God is large and in charge. Remember, everything comes from God. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 18.